Well, if you ever walked into the old downtown lounge, GP's, Jersey's, you can walk into that same building and you're not going to recognize it. It's a place now that looks like it's been there as is for 100 years. A really, really cool place. And we welcome in the owner of the newest place here in downtown Galesburg. It's on South Cherry Street. The address is 65 South Cherry. The name of it, The Bar 65. The owner, Sam Burdick. Sam, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Appreciate you taking some time. All right. So you've been at it here for what? About 2.5, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Okay. And you got things open up. But that's just, I guess, the culmination of a whole lot of work prior to that that went into a very old building.
Oh, yeah. We started about 5.5, 6 months ago now and signed the papers on the first day and went in and started swinging hammers the day we signed the papers. And it was just a group effort between my wife, my daughter, my son, and I, and some very good friends and some local contractors, and just put our heart and soul into this building.
Kind of like on the TV shows, Demo Day.
Yeah.
You just tear it all. So you kind of, and you, it sounds like you kind of went down to the bare bones of the place.
We stripped it down to the original floor, the original walls, and then kind of started building up from there. And the layers and layers that we took off were kind of interesting. It was kind of a time capsule, if you might want to say. And we got to see a lot of interesting things. And I think the finished product will speak for itself if you see it.
So how old is that building?
We believe it's built somewhere around 1890.
Wow. So it's been a little while.
Yeah, about 130 years.
Yeah, so I bet you did find some really interesting stuff. All right. Well, Sam Burdick, the owner of the Bar 65, the newest spot here in downtown Galesburg, 65 South Cherry Street. Talk a little bit about the history, a business that you've been involved in for quite some time.
Yeah, I've been in the bar business in Galesburg for around 24 years now.
Wow. And started the day after you turned 21, right?
I started training the week after I turned 21, yeah. And I've just enjoyed it ever since.
Never looked back. But you got out for a very short time after over 20 years,
yes.
and kind of missed it.
I kind of missed it. I missed seeing a lot of my friends. I missed being around people. And, I mean, it really, I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad that the people that are in Galesburg have actually come out and supported us a lot.
Yeah. Well, and what your wife thinks is for another reason, when she saw what happens when you're behind the bar and all the people and you're kind of swamped and...
she realized, I realize why you like it behind the bar. You like to be the center of attention. I said, at least I get to be the center of attention somewhere.
You're right. All right. So the opportunity came about. I mean, had you been thinking about it and this place just happened to be the place you took a look at? Did you want to be in downtown Galesburg?
We wanted to be in downtown Galesburg. We liked the whole atmosphere. You know, we looked at several different buildings and every building had, you know, an issue here or there, and it wasn't even the issues. It was more the location. And I mean, Travis is doing a wonderful thing at Cherry Street. Ryan's doing a great thing at Iron Spike. You know, there's great restaurants. There's a nice atmosphere in that area. And we really just didn't want to see another building go to the wayside in Galesburg. And, you know, we put our heart and soul into building it back up and fixing it. If we probably hadn't done anything, we're not sure what would happen to that building. And we breathed new life into an old building, and we just love the old atmosphere about it.
So as you were kind of looking for a spot, it wasn't necessarily going to be a spot that had been a bar previously? Or?
No, we were just kind of looked at a little bit of everything just to see what we can find, and just so happened that that was the one building that she and I, we really liked the bones of the building, we liked the location, you know, and saw the potential of what it could be.
Yeah, and it's and like you said, you got so many things nearby that people can just walk
absolutely
next door. And here's one of the other great things that's cool about it: it's truly a bar, it's a pub.
Yes,
you're not serving food.
No,
some places do, some places don't, or some places will do a pizza or something. But the great thing is, you got some really great restaurants nearby, and if somebody wants to order,
you can bring it on in. I'm not opposed to having any of the local businesses. We're trying to support all the local businesses around us. If you want to bring your food in from anywhere around, you're more than welcome to. You know, as long as we can clean it up, it's not a big issue.
Well, that's the thing. Like you said, it's everybody's winning in that case. I mean, you're not hurting. You know, whether it's Cherry Street, you're ordering food from there. They're still having a drink at your place with their food, or Iron Spike, whatever. And you mentioned, you know, that when somebody gets Coney Island, takes it in there, everybody knows.
Yep, because the whole place smells like Coney dogs, but
which is a good thing.
It's a good thing. It makes me hungry every time I smell it.
Well, let's talk about the Bar 65. Sam Burdick, the owner of the new place, 65 South Cherry Street here in downtown Galesburg. Been going for, what, about three and a half weeks or so. Talk about kind of your concept. I mean, did you wait till you you decided on the building, you got in there, and then took a look at, like, okay, let's design from here?
Yeah, or? My wife was kind of the head designer, and she kind of had an idea. You know, I tell everybody, I had Pinterest on my phone for 6 months. I'll admit it was on my phone. I could see it. She'd say, make it look like this. And I'd be like, all right, I'll figure out how to make it look like that. But it was her idea. It was her concept. And, you know, we told everybody, you know, what's your theme? What's your theme? We didn't really have a theme. We was kind of, we knew the look we were going for. And sometimes we brought the inspiration in from outside. Sometimes we kind of looked around the building of what was existing in the building. If you look at the face of the bar, there's tin on the face of the bar. That actually came out of the basement of the building where there used to be a barbershop in the basement.
Wow.
There's wainscoting in several different places throughout the building. That came from the second floor where there used to be apartments. So we repurposed a lot of the stuff that's in there from other parts of the building. And if it wasn't part of the building, some of it came from our personal collection of things. There's a 14-foot-tall rolling library ladder that's going to actually service the back bar so we can take the liquor bottles off the top shelves in the back bar. We found pictures of the building when it was originally built as the Narragansett, which was a pool hall in 1890. And we found there's actually a photo on the Galesburg Preservation Society Facebook page of our bar when it was in 1907 as an advertisement for the Knox College yearbook. And it was a pool hall, and you could see there were window seats in the front of the building. So part of our design was we wanted to put those window seats back, and I think it's just an awesome feature. It's really nice on a Friday or Saturday night to see half a dozen people spread out on the window seats, you know, sitting back, relaxing, talking, drinking, and it's just a nice, comfy, warm atmosphere.
Sam Burdick, the owner of the Bar 65, just recently opened here in downtown Galesburg on South Cherry Street. And one of the things you told me, which I think is a couple of the greatest compliments you can get for what you did, that you've had people come in and say, one, I feel like I'm home. They'd never been in there before. I feel like I'm home. And two, it looks like it's always been here, been there forever. That, and so you know you've done you've done the job you wanted to do when people say those things.
Absolutely. I trusted my wife's vision, and she trusted me to figure out how to get it done. And it really, I mean, it all goes together really well, seamlessly. And another feature we have is we have some old beer signs, but they're not the really pretty fancy ones. They look like they've been, several of them have bullet holes in them. And I mean, they have character. Anybody can go out and buy a nice pretty sign. I want the ones that look like they've been wadded up and then flattened back out and then stuck on the wall.
There you go. There you go. Sam Burdick, owner of the Bar 65 here in downtown Galesburg on South Cherry Street. So, how many months, 6 months you were working on the place?
We toiled for about 5.5 months straight. And it was almost every single day, unless something happened or we were off buying something for the bar. We were there almost every day. Got really lucky. The neighbors were very understanding. We had dumpsters parked out front 5 times, I think. And, you know, they were all very accommodating. And, you know, it was one of those things where we would go in and every day we would do a project. And towards the end, all those projects started to turn into a bar. Before that, we were just this project and that project. And now we have a finished project. And it's kind of nice.
Well, and fortunately for you, you're one of those guys that you could do a whole lot of the work yourself. For me, I could help tear it down, but I couldn't do it. But if you were not a handy guy like that, is that a project you would have taken on?
If I didn't have the skills that I have, I don't know that I could have done that. I know that the budget would have been probably 5 times as much. It just cost us time and not a lot of money. It was just a lot of just hard work. And luckily I got a very talented 20-year-old son and a very talented 16-year-old daughter. And it was truly a family affair. And we really, I mean, I've got several good friends that really came to help us out on the things that I wasn't sure about or things that I wasn't comfortable with. And I had several good contractors that came in for the things that we needed contractors for and got lucky there.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Yeah, like I said, not something I'm capable of, but you'd also actually done some construction at some point when you were kind of in between.
Yeah, right? I did construction for a while, and we've also got like a 130-year-old house that we've been renovating for 17 years, and someday it might be finished.
You have no time for that now.
No, everything got put on hold and pretty much just did this, but we, you know, it's a labor of love.
Talk about the atmosphere and what you're kind of going for, what somebody should expect when they walk into the Bar 65. I mean, because it almost sounds like, in a way, we're talking like you're walking into Cheers type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we wanted. We wanted everybody to feel at home, feel comfortable, you know. You know, we wanted it warm and inviting, you know, and anything that gets more people downtown and gives them a destination is good for everyone. You know, I got lucky with my good neighbors, you know, and I just think 20-plus years ago when I first started in Galesburg, everybody kind of bounced around all the bars, and that's kind of gone away. But now with the resurgence of everybody trying to come back into downtown, anything that gets more people downtown interacting with everybody and every business is good for everyone. And I really wanted to help, you know, promote downtown. And I mean, I really believe in Galesburg. I'm not originally from here. I've been here for 25 years, and I love this town.
Sam Burdick, the owner of the Bar 65, 65 South Cherry Street here in downtown Galesburg. Was that, I mean, any deciding on a name? Was it just really easy? Like, hey, here's the address? Or did you talk a lot about it?
We kind of, when my kids were young, they would ask my mom or my wife, you know, where's dad? He's at the bar. Where's dad going? The bar. Where's he been? The bar. And so we always wanted the bar. Well, that name was being used legally in the state of Illinois, so we had to add something to the end of the name. And our lawyer just mentioned, you know, just add a Roman numeral or something like that, and that'll take care of it. Well, we thought, well, you know, 65 South Cherry is the street address, so we'll just call it the Bar 65. And it's just kind of stuck ever since then. And, you know, I think it's kind of catchy. It's very simple.
It is. Well, yeah, but it's also, I mean, that's something like the kind of thing you might sometimes like a fine steakhouse or something that has a similar address to that.
Yeah.
Or a similar name to that. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So, like I said, kind of cheers-like atmosphere. You want people to just be comfortable. So you will have some live music sometimes, though.
Yes, I got a good friend, Erin Glastovich, is coming in tomorrow night, actually, and she's going to be playing just an acoustic thing. I've got some guys coming in. Old Dogs New Tricks are coming in October to play, and I've talked to several other local musicians, and we're going to try to do something at least once or twice a month, you know, just a quiet acoustic sort of thing, a nice mellow atmosphere, and then, you know, if we can do a band every once in a while, that'd be great too. I love supporting live local music.
Well, because what you also want, you want people to be able to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
You don't want them all sitting there looking at their phone, having their drink. Come in, that you, yes. you want you, yeah. you meet friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I built it for people to interact with each other, you know, and get that nice homey feeling where you can relax and you don't have to scream over the top of the music, you know, and you can have a conversation with friends. You can meet up with people and just have a place to relax and not have to worry about, you know, having a loud conversation.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing you probably have some TVs, is that right? Because you have to see that team, that Northside team play sometimes, right?
Yeah, we've got TVs. We've got most of the games on, what's available in our marketplace.
Yeah.
as he sits here with a Cardinal shirt on. And we're, you know, if there's a game on and you want to watch it, we'll try to accommodate you as best that we can.
Yeah. Sam Burdick is the owner of the Bar 65, new place on South Cherry Street here in downtown Galesburg. What are the regular hours for you?
Mondays through Thursday, we're open at 4 p.m. and close at 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday, we open at noon, close at 2 a.m. And Sundays, we open at noon and we close at 1 a.m.
All right. So, and you at the start, you were there all those hours, but now you've fortunately for you cut back a little bit and you actually get to see your family sometimes.
Yeah, they actually remember who I am now. Actually, my dog is the one actually I think that felt the burst about it because we, as the whole family was there working, especially for the last month, we would come home and the dog would just look at us like, who are you people and why are you in my house?
Right. This is my domain here. The Bar 65 at 65 South Cherry Street here in downtown Galesburg. What else? Anything else we need to know about the place? I mean, I guess it's one of those, I guess you have to just come take a look at it. And you're not, you know, there's been other things in there. You're not going to think you're in any of the other things that have been in that building previously.
Like I said, I just want a nice homey atmosphere. One thing I really love is like our back bar. I had some very good friends help me with my back bar between the cabinets and the shelving, you know, and I got really lucky that they were very skilled craftsmen and helped me. If they didn't help build it, they at least helped me figure out, but a lot of them actually helped build it too. I mean, our back bar that from the countertop to the ceiling is 9 feet tall, 32 feet long. And the bottom bar is 24 feet long, and the bar surface is reclaimed 100-year-old walnut.
Wow.
And it's 2 inches thick. It's just a neat, warm, homey feeling.
Well, I think that's one of the cool things you mentioned, that anything that was in that building that you could repurpose, you did. That's a really cool thing.
All right. We've utilized a lot of stuff, and we've repurposed a lot of things, too. We've got our table bases are street lamp bases, and each lamp base weighs about 200 pounds.
Wow.
And my son and I fabricated the tabletops and the columns, and it was one of those things where my wife saw it. She's like, make it look like this. We figured out how to do it. I mean, and they just turned out awesome, and they are massive tables.
In other words, those aren't getting moved around.
No.
That's what you're saying, yeah. The Bar 65 at 65 South Cherry Street. Sam Burdick is the owner, and it is open for business. You can check it out. He said, so far, so good. Things kind of going well. People coming in and taking a look and enjoying themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, Galesburg is wonderful. They love to come out and support new business. I've met people I've never met before, and I've been in this business for 24 years, and I've seen old friends, you know, almost most of the ones that I thought I would see have been through the door at least once and hopefully more than once. But I've a lot of the new people I've never met before in my life, they've come in the first time and I've seen them multiple times since then, so apparently they enjoy it too.
You know, I got to ask you, I figured with the, you said the old library ladder that rolls up and down, I mean, we're going to see any at some point, like some music comes on and there's Sam hanging like on a pole almost.
That's not something anybody wants to see, trust me.
Just wondered.
But you would be surprised in the middle of the night if, depending on where the liquor gets put away, I will. I mean, I've had to jump up on the counter right now to reach the things that I can't reach from the floor. But, yeah, if it's the middle of the night and I need that bottle up on the top shelf, I'll bust that ladder out and
there you go.
Roll it across the floor, grab the bottle, and put it back where it belongs.
The Bar 65 at 65 South Cherry Street. Check it out. Open for business now. And, support your downtown businesses. And, again, same. You know, you come downtown, you say you want to grab a bite to eat. Well, you can go grab a bite to eat, then come down. But you can also sit in. And, in fact, you know, you kind of have a deal with Travis over at Cherry Street that actually –
they can bring it to us.
Server will actually come over and take your order and then deliver it. That's actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And it increases Travis's table space.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things where he asked me if I wasn't interested, and I said, absolutely. You know, if it keeps people downtown longer, and everything's good for everybody.
Absolutely. Sam, thanks so much for taking some time this morning. Really do appreciate it. And best of luck with the new venture.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.